10th parak of Amatziah Mishnah, hey, Mishai, Koysa Samal Ginis Chavayav Enofel, somebody's wall, which was next to his friend's garden, and his wall fell into the garden. Amaloi, Bnei Avanecha, his friend told him, please remove your stones, I want to use my yard. Amaloi, Higiyucha, he said, no, you know what, keep them, and basically he's saying, sell them, have somebody clear them off, and as payments for his services, give him the stones. So I don't have to do anything because it won't cost you anything to remove them. So the ma'is ain't shemim lo, you can't tell him to do that because it's the responsibility of the person whose stones are disturbing somebody else to remove them, and you can't say to the other guy, hire somebody to take it away, even if he won't lose that money from it. If they did make an agreement, such an agreement, they made agreement that he could take the stones and clear them off and take them. And afterwards, the one who owned the stone said, "You know what? I'll pay you for the removal and give me back my stones." Also in Shaman Lo. Why? Because since they made an agreement that in exchange for removing them, he will keep the stones. Once he removed them, the stones belong to him. It's too late to change the conditions of this deal. If a person hired a worker to work with his tevin and with his hay and straw to bundle it or whatever else to do with it, to transport it, comes time to pay, and he says, please pay me. Take the hay as wages. We know that hay, there's a concept of keser, there's a concept of shavah keser, there's something that's worth money. Still ain't chamalo. A worker, the default of a worker is he gets money. You cannot give him commodities in exchange for his payment. You have to give him actual money. And should keep it love, but if they made an agreement that he's going to do it al das, that the hay will be his wages, then after the did his job and he was zeicha in this hay, the Baal Bais can't say, you know what, I want the hay, I'll give you money in exchange. Can't force him to do that. Next halacha, a person that is throwing his zevel into the shus harabim. This is used as going to use as fertilizer for fields. So, but the mice in the meantime is in the Rishus Rabbim. So it says, "Mitzi mitzi mizavim mizavim." Can be done only in a fashion that the one who he made an agreement with somebody that he's going to take into his field, and you have to get together with him, and you put it in the Rishus Rabbim. He immediately takes it out into his field. You're not allowed to leave it there for a while. Yeah. Now, the ma'isa, there's a price in Bava Kama that says that at certain times a year, which was people would put their zevel in their shoes around, they were entitled to leave them for 30 days, so that should be trampled on, and then it works better afterwards. Yeah. So there's a certain Tanai of Yeshua when they came to Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael they're permitted to do such a thing. But even so, if somebody did trip on it, the one who put it out will have to pay for damages. So the kids are under normal conditions, you're not allowed to put anything that can be an obstacle or massive people in Rishus Rabbim, even if you plan to pay them. Yeshua made a special takon in Eretz Yisrael at certain times of the year. It was a normal thing to put the zevel in Rishus Rabbim, but even so it's at your own responsibility, and if somebody is nizok, you have to pay. Ein loivnu levenim ein sharen is atit Rishus Rabbim. You're not allowed to soak the cement in Rishus Rabbim, make a pile of cement, or ain't lovnim levenim, or once you make the cement into bricks, you're not allowed to leave them in the Rishus Rabbim to dry. Because once again, you're using public property for your personal use. Abu Goivlim tit b'Rishus Rabbim. You're allowed to stir up the cement with the water in Rishus Rabbim, because that's something that's, you just stir it up and you immediately use it. Whereas before, we're talking about they used to let it soak in the water for a period of time. But you're not allowed to, in other words, words, if you have to build a wall or something next to Rishus HaRam, you're allowed to make the cement on the Rishus HaRam for building the wall, but for making bricks, you're not allowed to even stir up the cement in Rishus HaRam, because you shouldn't be making bricks at all in Rishus HaRam. Abayim Rishus HaRabim, the person is building in Rishus HaRabim, so in other words, he's building a house near Rishus HaRabim, and he needs to use part of Rishus HaRabim to put his wood or whatever else, stones. So maybe avonim, maybe avonim, avonim. You also have to do it in a fashion that the day you want to build, you bring the stones and immediately put them into the building. But if some damage is incurred in the interim, then you have to pay for damages. Says the person is allowed 30 days before he builds, he's allowed already pile up his things. Rishus HaRam, the halacha is not like Rishus HaGamliel. Rishus HaRam is public property, you're not allowed to use it for your private uses, unless it's something that you're going to immediately take away, and you're just going to put it there as you're about to build with it, or whatever you're going to do.